Dear Editor, a recent piece by Howard May provided an excellent summary of the kind of belligerent nonsense the Cochrane Ecological Institute, CEI, has been subjected to over the past few years by Alberta Environment and Parks, AEP. Even if one were biased in favor of CEI, it is impossible to avoid the conclusion that AEP has ridden roughshod over CEI, then changed their mind repeatedly, as has been studiously reported in The Eagle. More serious is the fact the provincial government depends to a large degree on the public to deliver wounded wildlife to dedicated, nonprofit organizations like CEI. Yet, instead of supporting, how about thanking, such organizations, AEP spends its spare time hassling these groups. This is especially the case with CEI, perhaps because it has a public profile and is well known for its professional competence and facilities. They're an easy target. AEP has revoked and reinstated CEI's permit twice in the last 3 years. At times, AEP says private citizens cannot deliver wounded wildlife to CEI or other nonprofit care centers. Yet AEP has declined to do so itself. It would be hilarious if it wasn't serious that AEP is quoted as saying its prime focus will be on the safety of the public, facility staff and its own staff. Of course, safety of citizens is important, but that's not the job of AEP. When any government has the opportunity to depend in part on the private sector or citizens at large to help fulfill the interests of the people, it has a fundamental duty to work harmoniously with such citizens to save public funds and achieve better outcomes. Dennis Apedale.